We've got a few evenings that you might need some pop-up cinema. And I've got Eleanor Lyons here. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Very nice to have you here. Now, you've got something to tell us about your new company, the Star and Mouse Picture Show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. We open this weekend. It's our first ever commercial gig. So we're heading off to the Red Lion in Grantchester. We're going to be there from Friday to Sunday, and we want you to all come. Forget the weather reports, because
well, we don't need to worry about the weather reports,
no.
Do we?
Well, they're looking good now, actually. We're on the Met Check constantly, and it's those little suns are appearing again. So
that's good. So what can we expect when we turn up to one of these events? What happens?
Well, we don't just show a film. We have live entertainment beforehand. So this weekend we have on our James Bond night, lovely Owen Chambers coming in to do James Bond theme tunes. And there's food there too. And we have garden games for you all to have a go at. And we have a lovely cocktail menu. And then we follow up with... the following evening we're doing Stardust, and we have a Spanish guitar player coming in earlier. So we see him, check him out. A nice guy called Joe. And then the next night we have some folk musicians coming, and it's a dog-friendly show.
Ah, so that's good, actually, the dog-friendly part
is
interesting.
Yeah, well, it's right by Grantchester, and anyone who's got a dog in Cambridge, I'm sure, walks along there all the time. And we have dogs, and we really think that they should be a part of what we're doing. So we wanted the crowd to be able to bring their dogs too.
So from a logistical point of view, you have some deck chairs to sit in.
Yes.
And then you get supplied with a headphone, is that right?
Yeah, so
that
we do everything silent disco headphones. So it just means that, firstly, we can have different languages. We can play the same film, and we can have visitors from anywhere, really, as long as we can screen four languages at the same time off the same screen. It also means that if people bring a baby into the audience, no one's disturbed by them, and young families can relax and feel that they can come. We just felt that the silent disco headphones.
It's quite an inclusive environment, isn't it? If you go to a cinema, which we love, and that's fine, there's always a place for something. But here, as you say, you can take babies and dogs. You still have that luxury of being able to watch the cinema through your earphones.
What was really nice, we did a launch party a couple of weeks ago, and we brought friends into our garden, which is a really beautiful space. We're really lucky to live where we do. And a very good friend of mine, she was looking at everything and she thought, yeah, this is quite nice. And then she sat down in her deck chair and put her headphones on and turned to her friend and said, no, this is really good. This is, and it's the magic of the headphones that brings you the sound in full burst, full volume. So,
and the screen that you have, and how big is the screen? It looked very big on the picture. I put it up on the website, okay. Cambridge 105s, and it looked fantastic. Mm. And you were laying out all the deck chairs in front.
Yeah, so many deck chairs. We toddled off to Germany. My partner, who I run the cinema with, and my life partner, he is German. And we've noticed that all of our equipment is now German, but we went off to Germany and we bought an inflatable screen. They are the leading specialists, so we have great equipment. And this one, it actually floats on water if we need it to, but it's 8.1 metres long and 5.5 high. So that's the screen that we're using in Grantchester.
That sounds very big indeed. And that's great for an experience. For a point of view, the whole experience, so you walk in the evening and you, first of all, you are serenaded by some lovely theme. Obviously, it's James Bond on Friday.
Yeah, and we want people to dress up.
Oh,
obviously,
that's a
we
good
want
key,
people
actually.
To be warm, but we'd love people to dress up too. We have a wardrobe full of costumes, and any excuse we have to put them on, we take it. And I think that there are lots of people who feel like that. But wellies and hoodies are just as welcome. So don't feel like you have to come suited and booted, but it is a good excuse if you need one. And speaking of keeping warm, we've just bought lots and lots of hot water bottles, so we're actually running a hot water bottle station as well. People can lay a £5 deposit on a hot water bottle, and we can do refills as many times as people like, and we also have fire pits too, so we're gonna keep our audience nice and warm.
You have thought of everything, haven't you? For a lovely evening.
Hopefully.
And the blankets, do you supply blankets for the night? Right, so they've got to bring blankets.
Yeah. They would have to bring blankets.
That's okay. I'm sure everyone's got a blanket, especially in the UK.
Yeah.
Definitely. So you have themed music. You've got Red Lion Grandstand this weekend. So that's Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And what's happening, if we can't go that this weekend, what's happening in the future?
We've got plenty on.
Excellent.
So check out our website and our Facebook. We are www.starandmouse.com. We're going to Chilford Hall next. So we're going to be in their vineyard. You take a walk through, it's just a kilometre away, and you go into 360 degrees of countryside on top of a hill, and you watch a film there. We are doing the Grand Budapest Hotel, and we've just had confirmation that we can also do Four Weddings and a Funeral there too.
Oh,
so two great films. And then we're going off to Jesus Green. We're going to the Blue Lion in Hardwick. We've got lots coming up. So just have a look at our webpage.
So your webpage, let's repeat this webpage. What is your webpage?
It's www.starandmouse.com.
Excellent. I can just imagine sitting down with a glass of wine, some lovely food, earphones on, and just looking at music. I can't think of anything better of an evening. Thank you very much, Eleanor.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I wish you all the best for the future open pop-up cinemas, and I'm going to be there definitely as well.